dicamba's job is to kill weeds, and it does it well. But it also damaged 1 million acres of soybeans across the U.S. last year. As Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, planting season is just weeks away, and produce farmers are wondering whether their fruits and vegetables are dicamba's next target.
Pigweed thrives here in southeastern Missouri, the area called the boot heel. It's a pervasive and strong plant that does major damage to crops. Tommy Riley farms 4,000 acres of cotton and soybeans in the area. He says for years, the only fix was spraying a lot of chemicals right after planting, and that had limited results.
You'll see the beans suffer. The weeds will suffer worse, but you'll also see the beans suffer at the same time. And in the Xtend system, you know, you just kill the weeds and the beans keep flourishing.
The Xtend system is a dicamba-resistant soybean sold by Bayer. In 2018, farmers sprayed dicamba over 50 million acres of soybeans and cotton. Riley says it's made a huge difference for his farm and his bottom line.
It's the best system out there that works. Our yields are great. Our fields are clean.
Riley's success story is cold comfort to Andrew Joyce.
We'd have customers that, you know, we'd from 8 o'clock in the morning to probably 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Joyce is standing outside his shuttered produce stand right off the highway in Malden, also in the boot heel of Missouri. He's reminiscing about the customers coming to get fresh tomatoes, okra, and peppers he grew on his 3-acre farm. Reminiscing because his produce was so damaged by dicamba that drifted from nearby soybean fields that he lost money. He won't farm this summer.
I like making things grow and everything. I used to be pretty good at it. I stood a chance to, but now with with the chemical drift, you just don't stand a chance to grow anything anymore.
And that's where the dicamba battle stands. Row crop farmers in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Arkansas are still using dicamba despite the issues. But specialty crop farmers are still at risk. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency approved dicamba use for 2 more years, but enforcing its proper use is largely up to the states. Sammy Jo Freeman is a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Agriculture. She says the department investigates all complaints, but there's a limit to what they can do to help the farmers who were hurt by dicamba drift.
So we do a full investigation and we can apply civil penalties in the case that we find evidence to support it.
But those fines don't go to the farmer who was hurt.
They would have to pursue any repayment to make themselves whole through civil court.
That's why Joyce joined more than 1,000 other farmers in a class action lawsuit against Bayer, which may be their only recourse for some kind of compensation for their losses. That suit is scheduled to go on trial in October in St. Louis. The dicamba debate is nothing new to Jim Wurstel, executive director of Arkansas-based Delta Land and Community Organization. He says eventually weeds will become dicamba resistant, and then there will be a new pesticide that will take its place with new challenges. He says all farmers need to get off what he calls the chemical treadmill and follow the lead of those who don't rely on pesticides.
And they've managed to control pigweed by crop rotations and mechanical means. And there are the means of controlling pigweed besides spraying with dicamba.
But that seems unlikely with so many farmers relying upon pesticides like dicamba on tens of millions of acres. Andrew Joyce says it would take a significant change at the federal level for him to consider planting again. And he's wondering where his customers will go for their squash, sweet potatoes, and green beans this summer.
You know, where's our local produce going to come from? You know, it's not going to be grown here because you can't.
He says in the meantime, he's taken a job in town driving a forklift to make ends meet and will take his chances in court. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.